Gulf cartel cell threatened voters to support Mexican border state governor-elect. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on July 22, 2022. A fearsome narco-terrorist with a history of using car bombs has been outed along with his criminal organization for playing a key role in electioneering for an incoming Mexican border state governor. The Gulf cartel cell tried to disguise itself in the past by claiming to be a self-defense group. This week, the head of Mexico's army, General Luis Crescencio Sandoval, made a presentation about recently arrested domestic drug lords and mentioned Octavio El Profe or Tarzan Leal Moncada, the leader of the armed column Pedro J. Mendez. The commander added that the group led by Moncada was tied to the Gulf cartel in Tamaulipas. Aliado de Morena y Américo Villarreal en elección de Tamaulipas está vinculado al cartel del Golfo. El secretario de la Defensa Luis Crescencio Sandoval dijo en la conferencia mañanera que Octavio Leal Moncada, líder de la columna armada, Pedro J. Mendez, está vinculado al CDG. pic.twitter.com/m7vu3way. Nación 14, at Nación underscore 14, July 20, 2022. State authorities arrested Moncada in Monterrey on warrants out of Tamaulipas, accusing him of a double murder in his hometown of Hidalgo, the base of operations of the Pedro J. Mendez armed column. Moncada remains in a state jail without bond. The crime lord has a history of using car bombs. The outing caused added political controversy since the country's ruling party, Morena, held meetings with the column as it became a vocal supporter of its candidates. During the recent Tamaulipas gubernatorial election, Moncada and his group took a prominent role in publicly supporting governor-elect Américo Villarreal of Morena. In videos shared on social media, Moncada can be seen ordering locals to vote for Morena or otherwise threaten violent repercussions. Líder de la Columna Armada Pedro J. Mendez del Cartel del Golfo de la Región de Hidalgo. Tamaulipas y Amenazaba a los Pobladores de la Región. pic.twitter.com/uxlj.dsbf. El Guzmán, at Furionegro 77, July 20, 2022. In a similar fashion, another leading member of the column was seen praising the Morena party on a shared stage with Villarreal. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.